Idiyas Per Gimel Mishnah Vov. We're in the final machlokes between Reb Dais and the Chacham. And this is not as esoteric. We're not learning to say the Tiris now, or even Zroim. We're back to Sidrei Noshim Nezikin. Hashvuya Eicheles Betruma. The din of a Shvuya is a din that's treated extensively in Mishnayis Yevomis and Mishnayis Ksubis. And it goes like this. A kosher Bas Yisrov, she marries a Kohen, is roi lachilas truma. What happens if a Bas Yisrael was nivala l'apostle, or even one of the arayis, one of the more severe arayis, or to a goy, anybody that lo tafsi bo kedushin. Even though it's not her fault, she was nensa, but l'maisa it does pasul, or gives her a psul, she can't marry a kohen. She can't marry a kohen, and she doesn't become roi to eat truma, if she's married to a kohen illegally, but not only that, if she's a bas kohen, or she's a wife of a kohen, she's not allowed to get live with her husband anymore. A husband whose wife is nensa, tachtov, a kohen whose wife is nensa, tachtov, has to be regarded, because by definition, if she's an eishes ish, the bi is a bi apoyselas, chayv krisus, and therefore she becomes a zoinit, even though it's totally not his fault. This is the famous sugya of Pesach Pesuach. And Ksubis is based on this. Lemaisa, she's a suraloi, and she's also osati truma. So now, there's another halacha where a bas koyin that was nishbiso biyad akum. The second paragraph of Ksubas deals with this extensively. If she was nishbiso, chazal were goyzer under certain circumstances, that we have to look at her, we have to assume that she was nevelis, the goyim that invaded, that totally circled the town and invaded it. Again, there's a lot of pratim to this in the second paragraph of Ksubas. Karkum and other details. The Mishnah over here is discussing very in general. Ashvuya Echeles Betruma. Reb Doisa held that Ashvuya, they were never Goyza that she can't eat Truma. That means the Mishnayis and Ksubis are Soysim that she does become. That's what the Shita of Achachomim Yeshvush Echeles. Vyeshvur Sheino Echeles. The Chom says it's not as simple as saying that every Shvuya is Eino Echeles. Yesh Vyesh. What are the criteria? Like we just said, that you have to learn in Maseches Ksubis. Yesh v'yesh, when there's reason to believe that the woman is also. Now the Mishnah over here does delineate one nekuda. Ketzad. Ha'isha sh'omra nishbeisi tohirani. If a woman says, we didn't know that she was captured by Goyim, she said nishbeisi. The source of the information is her. U'tohirani, but she says, I was not touched by one of the Goyim, I was not nitmas, I was not nifselas. Oichelas, she's allowed to eat. She apesha also apesha hitter. We have to believe her because since the source of the information of that created the problem, that there was even a sophic of shui is her, so then she's nemon mineu bei to then say that she was loiter. The same way you have a case over there in the Mishnah Ksuvus Chavbeis, which is how the Mishnah gets into these cases. A woman comes along, she says, "I was married, and my husband divorced me." Okay, we had no idea that she was an eishes ish. So now, since the source of her problem and not being with Teres Lashov is she herself, so then you believe her. Pesha also hua pesha hitte. But im yesh edim shenishbe, so the case that we just said, not only edim shenishbe, so edim that says she was an eishes ish, vihi aymeres tahirani, we don't have to believe her. Eino echeles. So this is the Mishnah over here delineates in terms of the nemonis. Like we said, there's also when do we say that the sophic of shvuya creates the probability that she was nitmas. That's totally in the criteria that I mentioned over there in the sugya in Ksubas. Mishnah Zayin, Abos Sveikis Yubishua Metame Vachom Metame. We're on now to Halochis of Tumah between Reb Yeshua and the Chachom. That means in Yavne, after the Chachom went there, after the Tkufas Bayesheni, there was a certain amount of issues that had to be clarified. And again, this is one of the Eduyos that took place in that Tkufa when all this whole Mishnayis, this whole Masechta, was clarified. Four Sveikis that Rabbi Yeshua debated with the Chachamim. Rabbi Yeshua was Makmir, the Chachamim were Mekel and they were Metar. Ketzad. Hatome Oimid V'Tohor Oiver. Let's give a Hakdama. A very important principle is what we call the Halacha of Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaYochid is Metame, Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim is Tohor. The Sherish of this Din, Chazal learn out from a Din by a Soita. A woman is Misyachid, her husband warned her. The halacha is that if she's misyachid after kinui is stira, she becomes asura. We assume that she was mizana. We name on misofik that she was mizana. We treat her as a soita, she's asura labaila, as if there are edim that she was mizana. Do we name that on Beteris Vadai? We know for sure. There's a Gzeres HaKosuv for us to be Machmir. There's a din. And Chazal learned out that that's not only in that case. Any Sofik Tumah, for instance, a person's walking on a narrow path, and it's someplace, doesn't have to be secluded, but someplace private, a Rishus HaYochid, Chazal compared that to a secluded place, a Mokum Kinu Estiru, and Chazal say that if he passed by and there's a shadow, whether he bumped into a sheretz, whether he stepped over a maze, he becomes tummy. Even though Batson would be easy to be mechalal between the cases. The case by Kinu Lovin Ister, her husband warned her not to be miyach with that guy. It doesn't take that much imagination to assume that you for sure have to be choshed that she was tummy, or to say it better, she loses her cheskas kashas because she wasn't supposed to be nisyached with him. That's far as called raglaim ledover, and achroinim for hundreds of years have tumbled where Chazal saw in the halacha of sofik tumah b'shus hayachid that that's true not only when there's a raglaim ledover, but even when there's no raglaim ledover. You can see the beginning of Shmaitza Aleph for Arichus Dvarim on this prat. Al-Gaponim, that's of Tumah b'shus hayachid, and Chazal understood Kabbalah hoy biyodom that this halacha is b'shus hayochid sofik tumah b'shus harabim. If it's a big open place and there's a sofik, whether he stepped over a maze, touched the sheretz, whatever it is, over there we say he's tohor. Is that a separate halacha in the dinim of sofik tumah, or is that based on cheskas kashrus, or even based in the Rambam would seem based on sofik deraisa lekula? Again, the address for that Shmaitz Aleph. We're not learning the sugya b'iyu now. But the protim over here on the seifiv around this klal. There are four sveikas, there are bishuas, metame chachom, metar ketzar. Hatome, oimid, v'tohor, oiver. Atome refers over here to a metzorah, and a metzorah has a chumra that we don't find in other tumas. Azov, zova, nida, these people are also avatumah. A person who's tome, tumas mes, is also an avatumah. But a metzorah has a bazundar, exes, akosu. The pasuk in Parshas Mitzrayim, Mishnah is Barichus in the Goyim, and it goes like this: even though only normal a dead body is metame ba'oil, a Mitzrayim b'midah mesuyemis is also metame ba'oil, but with certain conditions. It's only if the Mitzrayim is oimid, he's kavu, he's standing stationary in a house, everything in the house becomes tame, all the furniture, all the kelim. We learn it out. Rashi brings the beginning of Parshas Tazria. That's what we learn it out. So the halacha is only where the mitzvah is oimid, even if the other person is only walking through, he becomes tameh al yedei the kvius of amida of the mitzvah standing there, even though they didn't come into physical contact. We have a case where the tameh is oimid v'tohor oiver. The tameh, the person who's a mitzvah, is an oimid v'tohor oiver, he passed. Now that should be tummy. What we're talking about over here is there's a sofik. What's the sofik over here? Because we mentioned that there's sveikos that are in doubt over here. The shaila is on the tor oiver whether he taka passed through at the time that the tummy was standing there. It's taka sofik on this story whether he was a tor oiver whilst the tummy was oimid. The fakert is also true. You could have a sofik had tor oimid. There's a sofik on the tummy oiver whether the tummy was oiver, or the tummy was oimid for a second. If he's oimid for a second, he's metame. If he just passed through, he's not metame boy, like we just said. Two sveikas. A third sofik, b'shus hayochid, tuma b'shus hayochid, v'tayr b'shus harabim. There's tuma, which is b'shus hayochid, which means, let's say, you have a store that's open to a b'shus harabim, and there's something hametame inside the store, and there's Paris or whatever it is, b'shus harabim. You want to know if they became tame, if they went into the store and they came into contact with there's a mitzvah there, or there's a dead body there, or they didn't come in. Another case would be tahara b'shus hayochid v'tum b'shus harabim. The shaila is if the tumor came in to the b'shus hayochid from the b'shus harabim and was mitayer that which was inside the store, or it didn't come in and didn't become tame. So, these are sveikos. The Mishnah sums it up. Sofik noga, sofik loy noga. What are the sveikos? We just spoke them out. There's a shaila whether the tohor came into contact with the tomei and he became tomei. Sofik loy noga. Now, we're not talking about noga came into physical contact. We're talking about that he was in the oil when the tomei was standing there. That's called the contact. Sofik hel, sofik loy hel. Mishada, whether he came in, whether he didn't come in. Whether the Tumas Meis from the Rishu Sarab went into the Rishu Sayachin and it was part of, it was under the same oil, and whether it was Metamin. Sofik Hisit, Sofik Loi Hisit. Hesit always refers and say the tires to a tumor like tumas masa. Nevela, let's say, is mitama if you touch it or if you transport it. Hisit is where it was not transported by the person, but it was pushed along. He pushed it with a stick. That's like masa. So if there would be a sofik over here on the mitzayra vis-a-vis the Torah vis-a-vis the mitzayra, also whether he was hesit or sofik loy hesit or whether he wasn't, all these types of sveikers, if you show mitame, v'chachomim mitayim. So, in the first two cases, where there's a shayla inside the Sofik Tumah in the Rishu Sayachid, whether the Mitzvah came into meaningful contact, oil, negir, whatever it is, it's a Sofik inside. The Rishu's Metame, that's what we just said, that's the Klav Sofik Tumah Rishu Sayachid. The Chomba Mechadish, that even though by normal Tumas, Sheretz, Tumas Meitz, we always say Sofik Tumah Rishu Sayachid, Tome, but Tumas Mitzvah, it's not that way. There's a Pseklal, which we can't get into Barichus now, that Tchilas Mitzoyru is Tahara. It's a klal that we learn out. Sofik Negoim B'Tchila Tohor. So Mel Legabi Sofik Tumah as well, we have to start from a perception of Tahara. This is the way the Rav, other Mepharshim, explained. Now, in the first two cases, it was definitely a Rishus HaYachid, and the question is whether to apply the principle of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYachid or not. In the third and the fourth cases, the suffix is gufa between Rishu Sayach and Rishu Sarab, transportation, transfer of Tumah from one to the other. And Heyos over here, there's at play Rishu Sayach and Rishu Sarab. Rabbi Shua dance that this is a suffix Tumah Rishu Sayachid. The Chomim hold that whenever there's at play Rishu Sayach and Rishu Sarab, we look at it from the perception of Rishu Sarab. And then we treat it as all Gzezakasus. Then we go to Kula. That's the machlokes over here. This is the way the Rav explains it. There are other hesberim in these machlokes. If we want, we could maybe just to say a svara. We, like we said before, Savtum Rishu Sayachid, Savtum Rishu Sarabim. It's an interesting shaila. What would be the Muskovishim without some type of Gzer Zakosuv or Halachim Leshim Sinai? Arguably, we could say that both the Savtum Rishu Sayachid, Savtum Rishu Sarabim, both of them have, any person who's in doubt as to their status of Tumah vis-a-vis Tahara, the halacha would be, they have a Cheskes Kashrus, Cheskes Tahara. So the starting point would be Tahara, and the Chiddush is over here to be Mitam B'Shul Sayachid. So the default position without a halacha B'Shul Sayachid is that B'Shul Sarabim is Tahar. So now what happens if you have B'Shul Sayachid and B'Shul Sarabim mixed together? You might have a halacha of B'Shul Sayachid, but you also have the default halacha of B'Shul Sarabim. But there's no separate Gzeres HaKosov of Rishu Sarab. There's a Gzeres HaKosov of Rishu Sayachid. So that would be Mitame. Or maybe we would say it like this. Rishu Sayachid, Rishu Sarab, there's the same Gzeres HaKosov that's Mitame Rishu Sayachid, is Mitair Rishu Sarab. So when you have a halacha with Rishu Sayachid and Rishu Sarab playing off each other, the same way there's a Gzeres HaKosov to be Mitame Rishu Sayachid, there's a Gzeres HaKosov to be Mitair. So maybe then we should be Mitair. So there's a lot you can be Mefalpel over here with the raid. How to understand this machlokes again, that's beyond the scope of this discussion.